Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week. And in the fifth Aliyah of Parshat Bo, we have eight psukim. In this Aliyah, Moshe gathered the Zakenim and conveyed to them the halachot and the mitzvot of Korban Pesach, both for that year and also for future years. Excuse me. Now, when Moshe conveys the details of the Korban Pesach, he ends with the following message. Perek Yud Bet Pasuk Chaf Zayin. V'yamartem Zevach Pesach Hu Lashem Asher Pasach Al Batei V'nei Yisrael B'Mitzrayim B'Nog Poet Mitzrayim V'et Bateinu Hitzil V'yikod Ha'am V'yishtachavu. Says Moshe that you, B'nei Yisrael, when you bring the Korban, you must say that this is a Korban Pesach. It is the Pesach service. There's a Pesach Korban to Hashem because Hashem passed over the houses of B'nei Yisrael, etc. And then the Torah says that when Moshe was finished telling B'nai Yisrael about the Korban, the Pasuk ends with the words, Vayikod Ha'am Vayishtachavu. B'nai Yisrael bent their heads and they prostrated. Why exactly did they bow and prostrate after hearing this? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says that they bowed and they thanked Hashem for three reasons. They bowed out of gratitude for three pieces of news that they just received in this pasuk and in previous psukim. Number one, they bowed and they were thankful for the news of the upcoming geula. Number two, for the news about being able to enter Eretz Yisrael. And for number three, news about the children that they were going to have. Now, the first two pieces of news are easy to understand. They were grateful for the upcoming Geula, and they were grateful for the ability to enter into Eretz Yisrael. But what does the third reason mean? Bisorat habanim sheyihiyu lahem. That news about the children that they were going to have. What does that mean? Excuse me. The Shem Mishmuel, Rav Shmuel Borenstein, the second Sachashava Rebbe, who died in 1926, asks this question and offers a beautiful answer. This answer is found in the Shem Mishmuel on Parshat Vayakel. It was from the year Tufresh Ayin Hay, 5675, which was 1915. And this is what the Shem Mishmuel says. If we go back one pasuk, the pasuk right before V'yamartem Zevach Pesach Hulashem, etc., Vayikod Ha'am Vayishtachavu, the pasuk right before that, the Torah says in Perek Yud Bet Pasuk Chavav, V'haya Ki Yomru Aleichem B'neichem Ma Ha'avodah Hazot Lachem, etc. And this is what the Haggadah calls the question of the Ben Harasha. The Haggadah describes, of course, the four sons, the four children, and one is the Ben Harasha, and he says, Ma Avodah Hazot Lachem. And to that question of the Ben Harasha, the Torah answers, not the Haggadah, by the way, the Haggadah has a different answer, but the Torah's answer to the Ben Harasha's question is, V'yamartem Zevach Pesach Hu Lashem Asher Pasach Al Batei V'nei Yisrael, etc. This, says the Shem Mishmuel, is worthy of the end of that pasuk. Vayikod ha'am vayishtachavu. This is good news. It's news about the children that they were going to have. Why? In the words of the Shem Mishmuel, excuse me, dehabisorahi, sheafilu ben rasha shelahem, meachar sheatora dibrami menu od, ein liyaasho, viatid lachzor latov. The good news is that there will be people, unfortunately, who will not act appropriately. There will be people who will not speak appropriately. There will be people whom the Torah can call, unfortunately, the Ben Harasha. But do not worry. Do not give up. Talk to him. Engage him in conversation. He's at the Seder. He's asking questions. Talk to him. Include him. He's part of the family. He's part of the nation. We never give up on anyone. We never throw a Jew away, God forbid. We never write off a Jew. For a Jew to hear that at any time, and certainly for a Jew to hear that as they're about to leave Mitzrayim, this is indeed cause for Vayikod Ha'am Vayishtachavu. Every Jew, wherever they are right now, they're here, engage them. They're coming back. They're coming back. B'nai Yisrael then, needed to hear this message, and B'nai Israel today need to hear that message. Have an amazing day, everyone.